Hello, my friends, and good Monday morning to you. Today is April 12th. My name is Roger. Behind the camera is my wife, Angie, and together we're the Barnabas Bridge. We're always just so grateful that you've chosen to come with us on this Monday morning and spend about 10 minutes or so of drawing encouragement and strength from God's Word. I want to ask you a question, and maybe it's this way for you and maybe it's not, but it's a good story anyhow. I love technology today, not that I'm good at it, but I really enjoy the fact that on my cell phone, I can just simply dial in a song that comes to my mind or a sermon or any kind of research or whatever. I can just bring it up on my phone. It's in my hand, and that's just amazing to me. I'm an age group that just kind of blows me away a bit. But I'll tell you something, I did something new in the last 12 months, sometime in there, and I ordered some ear pods. And from Bluetooth, they hook up to my phone. And now, I'll tell you what, I put those things in, and I walk around the house, and I can listen to anything that my heart desires. It's just kind of an amazing piece of technology, and I just love it. But I'll tell you, there's something that happens when I start wandering around the house. I'm just going about my business, whatever the music or whatever is playing in my ears, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear this loud word say, disconnected. And it always scares me because I've never prepared for it. It shocks me. And so when it does that, I know that I need to move back closer to my cell phone, and then I hear connected. Well, that scares me too, but when I hear that connected, I know that all is well. It's kind of a weird thing, and I'll tell you something that I know happens. If I'm listening close enough and not getting distracted by my surroundings, my phone or my ear pods give me just a little bit of a warning because it starts getting scratchy. I don't hear the message as closely as I did when I was in close to my phone. And the further I get, the more scratchy it gets. And so if I'm paying attention, I know I'm losing contact. But I'll tell you, I get distracted. I get distracted by all the other things that's going on, and I miss the warnings. You know, I think our faith walk is a lot like that, don't you? I think it is, and so what I would like to spend our week talking about, we always ask a question, and this week the question is going to be, what is faith? And I think that if I put it in a nutshell, faith is most clearly seen or felt or experienced in our lives when we fully develop our spiritual ears to hear God most clearly. Just like my ear pods, when I'm close to that phone, I hear very well. When I get a little ways away, it gets scratchy. And when I get too far, I get disconnected. I think it's exactly like that in our faith walk when it comes to hearing God's voice direct in our lives. What is faith? Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, the Bible has complete clarity on what is faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Faith is being sure, and faith is being certain of what we claim to be true, of what we know to be true. And that is most experienced when we are closely walking with the Lord. This chapter 11, many of you would know, is called the Hall of Faith, because in it there's a listing of great, great giants of the Bible. And it's name after name after name of people who God accomplished just mountains of things through. Just unbelievable accomplishments with these people who in any other way apart from their close walk with the Lord are just like you and I. But I'll tell you, I'm sure you're like me in this, that I just love the Bible in its truth. It never sugarcoats these people like they were extraordinary, special, far better than me or you. But in fact, the Bible always tells the truth. And even though these mountains of faith were accomplished so much, they were just like you and I, where at times the Bible records them getting further away from the Lord's commands or directions, and they get disconnected. And we, from the outside looking in, we can see that things are starting to get a little scratchy, can't we? because they start acting different and they start thinking different and doing things different. And pretty soon we're all yelling to them, all these heroes of the faith, hey, you're disconnected. So I think that they're a lot like us. But this is where I want to get more like them. And that is that I believe that these people ended up exactly where God could use them in a powerful way, because they also had the desire to listen as closely as possible and develop their spiritual ears to the point where they always clearly heard God's word or his direction. And so when it started getting scratchy, they didn't mess around. They got back on track as soon as possible. So that's what I'm wanting to do this week in our discussion, our 10-minute time together each morning. I want to develop our spiritual ears because I want to be like them. That even if my connection with the Lord as he directions gets a little scratchy, I know enough that I can get back in there. And so I want to tighten up the settings on my Bluetooth, so to speak. Tighten them up to the point where I don't get far at all before the Lord calls me back and I get back on the compass set of faith. I want you to know this is an extremely important subject, so much so that in chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse number 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Isn't that a powerful statement? Impossible to please God if we are out there wandering around in the other corridors of our house, so to speak. If we're walking through life and we have all these different places that we're going and we're leaving the Lord behind and we're distracted by all the good things or all the bad things even. We get distracted by all that's going on and we can't hear it when it starts getting scratchy. And so God says, develop your spiritual ears. Don't go to the different rooms of your life. Stay close to me and stay connected. So the question for you today, folks, is how are your spiritual ears? Are you in the close enough range that your spiritual ear pods are working well? Is it a little scratchy? Maybe this morning you're here and you're thinking, man, I haven't heard from God in such a long time. Well, maybe the reality is, folks, that you're disconnected. Well, this is the week. This is the week we're going to get that fixed. So I hope you come back tomorrow. If you've got any kind of questions for us, about us, you can sure give us a call. Find us on our website, thebarnabasbridge.org, and you can get all that information. Come and visit us. That would be awesome there. So we're thankful that you're here. We pray that you come back tomorrow. And in fact, speaking of praying, let's say a prayer before any of us head away from this time. Heavenly Father, I am thankful for these people that have come this morning. I know for a fact, God, that nothing happens in this world by accident, but all things are orchestrated by you, our loving, grace-filled Father in heaven. Lord, I know that I'm here, Angie's here, the folks listening are here, because you desired it to be so. And so, God, it's not just a time where I get to be on YouTube or people tune in, and it's not about likes and any of those kind of things, Lord. It's all about you. And so, Father, as we progress through this week and we're asking the pivotal question, what is faith? Speak to us today, speak to us tomorrow, and speak to us for all the remaining days we have in this world. So, God, we love you, and we ask these things and pray these things in the mighty, powerful, famous name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You guys, take care. Love you. Have a great Monday. See you soon. Bye.